You know, I was just listening to this incredible episode of Wired's The Big Interview featuring this character named Gowanus, a self-proclaimed Luddite puppet. It's honestly so refreshing. He's really capturing this growing cultural countermovement against the relentless attention economy and that soulless, hyper-efficient world big tech has built.
It's a powerful metaphor, and it points to a much heavier reality. The core idea here is that our modern digital life, especially our dependency on smartphones, is systematically chipping away at our mental focus, our authentic human connections, and our overall well-being.
Exactly. And that's why I think reclaiming a balanced, intentional relationship with technology isn't just a nice-to-have anymore. It's an absolute necessity. We have to make this lifestyle shift together.
To really understand how we got here, we have to look at the digital landscape through three critical problem areas.
Let's start with the device in our pockets. Smartphones are deliberately engineered for infinite distraction, aren't they?
Precisely. Between algorithmic feeds, infinite scrolling, and those notification-driven dopamine loops, our attention is completely monopolized. We're losing the ability to focus, to actually sit with boredom, and to experience reality without a digital filter constantly in front of our eyes.
And it's not just the phones, it's how we connect too. Dating apps have completely gamified romance, reducing beautiful human interactions to binary swipes and these highly curated, almost performative profiles.
Which creates this exhausting paradox of choice. It fosters a culture of disposable connections, where rejection feels endless and algorithmic. Instead of seeing setbacks as a natural, growth-oriented part of life, we're left emotionally drained.
So what's the antidote? I'm glad you asked, because I really believe the physical world is our fundamental rescue from all this digital fatigue.
It really is. Stepping outside provides irreplaceable sensory grounding and genuine mental rest. That natural rhythm directly counters the artificial, high-stimulation pace of screen-based living.
And here's the beautiful part. Adopting a Luddite mindset doesn't mean we have to throw our phones in the river or retreat to a cabin in the woods.
No, it demands strict intentionality. We need to question every single device interaction, establish firm boundaries to protect our attention, and treat technology as a subordinate tool rather than our default lifestyle.
It's about making sustainable digital detoxing a permanent practice, not just a weekend trend. We have to commit to it.
And that means getting comfortable with the awkward, uncurated reality of face-to-face interaction. Genuine connection requires vulnerability, and we have to be willing to experience real-world rejection without running back to a screen.
Ultimately, reclaiming our agency means choosing presence over scrolling. It's about prioritizing sensory and physical experiences and allowing space for those slow, unoptimized moments that make life feel authentically, beautifully human.